and we wrap up the day welcoming in Karen Hart, the editor of North Bay Biz magazine. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
We're talking about the July issue, Business is Blooming, and we're going to talk about drug tests. And we've got Jennifer Douglas here. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Jennifer is a partner at Dickinson, Peatman, and Fogarty. I have a feeling that's a law firm.
Yes, that's a law firm.
And the question is, in the article in the July edition, Business is Booming, is about drug testing and drug testing employees and how the employers feel about it, when do we have to do it, et cetera, lots of questions. First question, Jennifer, what about pot? What about marijuana? Is there a correct way to test as to whether your employees have been indulging on the job? Is there any way to know that for employers?
There is not a test that will tell you accurately whether someone has recently used marijuana product in
okay.
any form.
So is there drug testing that's going on for marijuana in businesses?
Well, most drug testing that's happening right now is the pre-screening employment.
Okay, so before you get the job.
And people are either testing for everything, which would include marijuana, mm-hmm. they're not testing at all, or they're testing but they're excluding marijuana, recognizing that because marijuana is legal, many of their employees will likely have been using it, not necessarily at work, and so it excludes people.
Yeah, because there's no way to figure it out, right? Whether
right.
you smoked pot or you ate a gummy or whatever you did before you, you know, when you got to work or last night or a week ago, whatever.
Correct. So the industry, drug testing industry and the mm-hmm. technology part of it are working on developing that sort of test. And primarily it's the traffic industry that's, you know, the safety industry that's trying to
sure.
get that, because obviously yeah. that's important to know whether someone is currently impaired.
Yes, driving your bus,
exactly.
you know, or in the Uber in front
right.
of you, whatever.
Right.
And this is there any clarity in sight when it comes to cannabis and the workplace in terms of testing?
That's a good question. I don't know. Certainly it will happen. I mean, in sight, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't have a crystal ball to know whether it's going to happen tomorrow or next year or 5 years from now, but it certainly will happen. But the next question is, okay, now I can tell you're impaired at some level. You've recently taken a gummy, you've ingested something.
Yes, yes.
With cannabis in
yeah.
nature, but what level is impairment? And that is the other side of the coin
yeah.
that people need to figure out, and that has
yeah.
not been determined. So, there's no standard as to
yeah.
what level makes someone impaired. And the problem, alcohol has, you know, decades of history on and
yeah,
studies
we have a lot
this.
Of experience
exactly,
in that.
And
yeah.
how it alcohol affects different people and different sizes of people. Cannabis, it's just an unknown territory. Cannabis
and
affects,
you know,
people in different ways, and there's just no way to know.
Yeah, it's a very, very difficult to determine. I was just saying, I've never been drug tested in my life. I've been employed for a minute or two. Karen, have you ever been drug tested?
I may have been.
When you're sleeping.
In my young, like, go get a... my first job was with a big major insurance company in the Midwest.
Do you think
And I had to have a physical before the
yeah.
offer was sealed the deal.
Uh-huh.
So
you
I
just
don't know.
Know if they tested for drugs
I
or not.
I had to pee in a cup.
Okay.
So
well,
they most likely did.
To me, yeah. I would raise my hand and say, Karen, you were probably drug tested.
I probably was. I can tell you
that you passed.
My ex worked for a major pharmaceutical company, and they did consistent random mm-hmm. drug testing. But when we moved to California in 2000, he got off the drug testing list because apparently then it was illegal.
It's still illegal. You cannot randomly drug test in California unless you're part of some in an industry for Department of Transportation.
Unless you're in the Department of Transportation. So your employer cannot come up to you. Or what about as a prerequisite for employment? Is that legal?
Right. So that's the only time that you can wholesale
drug test
is pre-employment. And the reason it's in California is because California has in its constitution the right to privacy, which a lot of states don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And so the California Supreme Court has determined that based on the right to privacy, the employer has to show, you know, a heightened need to have that information. And because of the pre-screening, they don't have a relationship with you. So the government has determined that it's okay to screen at that point because they have such limited information to go by in hiring you.
What do employers do if they suspect an employee is under the influence on the job?
That's a good question. So I'm an employment lawyer, so I advise employers all the time. And
that's
this
okay.
comes up.
We accept your bias, and we're glad you're here anyway. That's okay.
No, well, my point is that this does come up often. And my advice is always to focus on performance. So if you are suspecting that someone is impaired, instead of focusing on, gosh, are they on something?
Yeah.
You look at, are they performing their job? And if there's something wrong with their job, they're slurring their words, they can't string two sentences together, they're falling down, so they can't perform their job, then you focus on the fact that they can't perform their job and you deal with that. Because you're not the police and you're not their parents. It doesn't, from the employer standpoint, you're not obligated to find out if they're on drugs or if they have a substance abuse problem. Your obligation is to make sure your employment environment is safe and that people are performing their job.
And so what does, if an employee is not performing their job safely, for example, whether they're under the influence or it's some other thing, what is the recourse for employers at that point?
Well, it depends on their policy. If they have a drug testing policy, and most employers should have that, it most likely has a provision that allows for reasonable suspicion testing. So if you have a reasonable suspicion that someone is impaired by drugs or alcohol, you can have them tested. And by reasonable suspicion, you have to have objective
determination. I was going to say, do you have to call the cops and then have...
No. Again, you're not the police. You're not report. You know, you're not. Your job isn't to get them arrested.
Right,
your job is to find out whether they're violating your policy or whether they can do their job properly.
Well, wouldn't that be random drug testing?
It's not random if it's reasonable suspicion. You're observing.
Okay.
So what do you say? What exactly do you say? Oh, hey, we want you to pee in a cup.
Well, you would have to have a conversation with them and say, you know, you would tell them what you're observing. Sometimes they may say that they're impaired, and then you don't have to test them. You can just discipline them or fire them or do whatever it is that you're going to do in that particular situation. You can choose to – you'd have to ask them. They have to give their consent to have drug testing. You can't just
I would imagine
call someone off.
Many people say no.
Right, and then you discipline them for not consenting. Mm-hmm. Right? It's not, and so there's a lot of ways. There's very few times when my clients would actually test someone mm-hmm. because there's so many steps along the way that you would take employment action before doing that. And I am not in favor of drug testing because I feel like it's not the point. Again, you're not their parents. You're not.
It's about their job performance.
It's about the job performance, and if they're performing in a way that warrants discipline, then deal with it on that level.
So the cannabis thing has really thrown a wrench into this whole idea, hasn't it? Because there's, you know, because of the lack of specificity of the testing, as to know when you were under the influence, when you took the drug, you know, how much of it is still in your system. And as you say, Jennifer, that will change. We will get to a point scientifically, I'm sure, where all of that can be determined by a drug test. But in between now and then, is it, since the legalization of marijuana in California, have employers seen a difference, an increase in terms of the number of employees potentially under the influence?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know.
Time will tell, I suppose, in that regard.
Time will tell. I still don't think people are coming to work high any more than they were before.
Yeah.
I don't think I don't think that's really the issue. I think it's more of a, from an employer standpoint, how are we going to navigate this
gray area?
Well, it is a little bit of a gray area, but it's not. I mean, your employees aren't allowed to just get drunk at work, right?
So right,
it's not
right,
any
right.
different than that.
It's just a little easier to determine.
You're right, exactly. So I don't think it's, from an employer standpoint, it's not alarmist. And I think that, as I said, when I advise clients, it's easier to just remind them to focus on performance because the rest of it's just noise.
The rest of it's just noise. I like that. It's all about performance. And this article is in North Bay Biz magazine. It's called Employer Drug Testing. It's part of the July issue. Business is blooming. What else is in here we should be paying attention to, Karen?
Nevis Brothers, Petaluma, they are a leader in the dairy.
Wait a minute.
Struggling.
We're an agricultural community. How can that be?
Plant right. milk. It's causing problems.
All right. All of that and more in the July issue of North Bay Biz magazine. Karen Hart is the editor of such magazine. Nice to have you here today.
Thanks, Pat. Nice
and
to be here.
Jennifer Douglas from Dickinson, Peetman, and Fogarty. You're a partner in that law firm, correct?
Yes.
Good to have you here, because this is something we're all trying to figure out together, I think. Employers, employees, et cetera. Good to have you here today.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.